Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dave Ray is with the Federation for American Immigration Reform. They call it FAIR. And Dave, I'm glad to have you here a few hours now before President Trump is scheduled to go to the Rose Garden to unveil his new immigration plan today. And I think this is getting a little deeper than just border security and, you know, how to stop people from crossing the desert to get into the country, right?
Right. We have not seen the plan. We've heard whispers here in Washington, but it appears that the president's plan is going to include asylum reform, which is critical in getting control of the ongoing humanitarian and public safety crisis at the border. But it's also going to address pivoting the country to a more merit-based legal immigration system so that we can select immigrants who are going to have the skills and talents and perhaps even some English language abilities that will enable them to come here and hit the ground running and not become wards of the state, but rather real contributors, making America a better place for them and for us to live.
Yeah, a lot of people will hear this skills-based criteria and think, well, that's really mean. What's your reaction when somebody has a Hallmark card response like that? You know, we're supposed to just take in the world's underprivileged.
No, I mean, you know, the reality is that most other major immigrant-receiving countries, you know, notably Australia, and Canada, have moved to a merit-based system a while back. Our current immigration laws were actually, the crux of them were enacted in 1965, and most of our immigrants are selected not because of having any skills or even a high school diploma. They're selected because they have a relative in this country, which is not a really good way of, and not a fair way of selecting immigrants. If you put it to more of a merit-based system, well, the other point is that 25% of the legal immigrants who come to the United States because of the way we select immigrants have less than a high school education and very little English abilities. Now, I would think that, you know, the jobs that in 1965 these folks might have been able to handle are being mechanized or sent overseas. So the country has changed dramatically. We need a non-discriminatory immigration system that selects people who have skills, high school diploma, possibly a college degree, English language abilities. All of these things are fairly good predictors of a person's ability to make a wage in the U.S. and to make a go, and then they would be allowed to bring in their spouse and minor children, and then that would be the end of the. There would be no more family chain migration. And what we have currently is an immigration law where about half of the immigrants in the country are on some form of public assistance. Why is that? Because we're not selecting people based on those who can actually come here and thrive, but we're selecting people's relatives, and sometimes it's a decent selection and sometimes it's not. But by selecting immigrants also based on needing to have a relative here, you're excluding entire parts of the globe. So this would open it up to countries that haven't been recent senders of immigrants. It would be non-discriminatory, and there's tens of millions of good people out there on all the continents who have the skills that would allow them to compete for these visas.
And the job thing isn't It's not a new thing. It's not an oddity. I mean, I'm always aware when I talk about immigration issues. I'm a third generation American. My great great grandfather came over from Ireland. The family lore, which I've confirmed looking at records at Ellis Island, are that he had to show that he was an iron worker, a tradesman to get in. And my grandparents telling me that he was so worried he would have a cough by the time he got here and would be shipped back to Ireland that he didn't speak. You know, when he first got here, he didn't want anybody to think he was sick.
Well, you know, when people like to quote to you, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, you know, the Ellis Island lore from the Statue of Liberty. I have never once met a person who quoted that to me who's actually been to Ellis Island and heard the real story. And the real story is that your grandfather didn't cough because he was afraid he was going to be turned around and sent back to Ireland. If you showed any sign of possibility that you're not going to be able to make it on your own or that you had any kind of illness, you were turned around on the boat and sent back to your home country. The fact is that selecting people who can improve the country and add to the country, we can make immigration a win-win situation.
Yeah.
A win for immigrants, a win for America. Right now, many immigrants who come here are not doing very well, and Americans are being forced to pay for them. And so it's kind of a lose-lose situation under the current scenario.
Last 30 seconds, what's this plan to send TSA agents to the southern border to help manage that? Have you heard about this?
Right. Well, you know, the border crisis, we haven't seen numbers of apprehensions this high since 2006. Mm-hmm. And TSA is part of the Department of Homeland Security. What we think they will probably do is send most of these TSA screeners to the ports of entry so that they can screen for drugs and people coming into the country there, and will allow them to move some of the Border Patrol agents at the ports of entry into the field to help with the influx of the number of illegal people coming
Focus
in.
On their expertise. All right, that's interesting. Well, the president will be out here making the speech and the pitch from the Rose Garden this afternoon, and Dave, we'll talk to you again very soon. Dave Ray
looking forward to it, John.
Federation for American Immigration Reform. Thank you.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.